say it? Oh. We're iStream Planet. We are a managed webcasting and webcast, or say stream media application service and services company.
Good name?
I'm Randy Levine.
And I'm Mia Babick.
And what are your roles at the company?
We have fun all the time, especially with the new Microsoft technologies.
What are our roles? I'm Vice President of Business Development, so the most important role I have is to make sure that our relationship is solid with Microsoft.
Okay.
And I'm President, and I want to make sure that the technologies that we end up choosing to support our customers are the technologies that are going to carry our customers in the future and provide all the proper support and features that our customers need.
So what you've been working on lately with us, where I got really to know you guys, is how you're supporting some of our live streaming programming. Can you explain the whole process by which you're involved there?
I'll take on this one. Absolutely. Well, we do anything from content acquisition, which means acquiring content in different ways, being that over the satellite, over the fiber, or on-site. Digitizing, coding this in multiple bit rates in Windows Media Technology for standard Windows Media playback and playback through Silverlight, which is the newest thing we've been doing. And we do pretty much all external Microsoft events. There's multiple different challenges that we deal through there. However, so far we've been able to address those and provide probably a very good, high-quality experience for online audiences watching Bill Gates' keynote address for CES, or Ray Ozzie's Mix opening keynote, or tomorrow Steve Ballmer's keynote address at Mix Show. So anything from a content acquisition, digitization, ingestion into the network, delivery, production of the players, integration on-site, and overall webcast management.
Can you go into the whole, this, I mean, in short, the process of which how video taken on-site in a camera gets to a Silverlight player?
Absolutely. So the raw video that gets shot, just like we're shooting a video right now, sends us audio and video feed that ends up going to the encoder, being that Windows Media Encoder or Encoder or the newest Expression Encoder. There, we set up a certain profiles, and we encode the video in a multiple bit rates depending on what the audience requirements are. Anything from 100K all the way up to 750K for the high quality broadband experience. Now, once the video is encoded, the video needs to get to the acquisition servers, stream media servers, and we use nation's leading content delivery networks, preferably Limelight, Akamai, and some others. So once the content is acquired, content gets distributed across the multiple servers worldwide. So content's literally pushed to the edge. So the end users don't have to go to the distances and going through multiple hubs to get the quality. What that does ensures the highest possible quality of the content. Now, on the end user side, there's what we call a player experience or end user experience, and that means providing the media player that actually pulls the video content from the servers. So when the end user goes to the website, clicks on media player to watch the webcast, the streaming closest streaming media server will send that video feed to the end user, and the end user gets that rich media experience.
So when we're what do you say? So you're actually doing some custom work around your Silverlight player, some building some expertise around that. Can you explain what that is?
Absolutely. And like with any other technology, there's some very distinct challenges when you're looking at the live world and versus the on-demand world. In a live world, there's no room for error. So the content has to be created just right. The profiles have to be set just right. And then the player in itself has to have certain error checks and certain features that are designed specifically for the live event. And most of the challenges people run into it is when they designed a media player experience or Silverlight-based player for a live event in the same way as they do it for on-demand. And they don't think in terms of the content is not available at all the times. There's at times you need to transition content in certain ways, and the metadata needs to be set in the proper way. So there's a lot of little details that make a difference between the seamless quality experience and all this rest of the stuff that no one wants.
What are some of the fun things that you've been working on lately?
Randy, you want to touch up some of this?
Sure. We've been working with South by Southwest to do an Ice Cube showcase with you, Michael. And we've also been working with, can we talk about Cablevision, to produce a Madison Square Garden and multiple property player, which would include ultimately the New York Knickerbockers, the New York Rangers, the Liberty, and as well as high school sports properties, which is a really exciting project because we're including multiple new features. We've had to go out and do integration of products that are not yet actually supporting Silverlight, like DoubleClick and like Atlas, as well as we're working with live services to integrate the Messenger into into the Silverlight player.
As well as alerts, Messenger alerts.
As well as Messenger alerts, et cetera. Right.
So we're seeing really a huge explosion of video on the web, consumer-generated content. Now we're starting to see lots of different ways of doing live streaming, live casting, things like that. What do you guys see as the biggest challenges in that world, and where do you see that you might, is this something that you guys are interested in looking into?
Well, absolutely. It's really in an ecosystem of producing live events. There's certain steps involved in the process. You know, you have to start with the ability to produce the content. The second step is the ability to acquire the content. Once the video and audio feed is produced, somebody has to take that video content, and lots of times there's no ability to take that content on site. So content needs to be sent out to the satellite or a fiber to the off-site sites where the content's digitized. So some of the biggest challenges is really logistics, how the content is acquired. That would be challenge number one. The second is how the content itself is produced and encoded for the optimized streaming experience. As we move into the HD arena, you know, the stakes are getting even higher because you have to optimize that experience according to the people's ability to receive or end users' ability to receive the content on their own ends. And lastly is creating more than just a plain video experience. I think one of the themes of the Silverlight is to be able to create this rich media experience that includes anything from interactivity, social elements, combining these beautiful graphics and the data from multiple sources, integrating this in one seamless experience. So as the content is being produced and created, integrating all these different pieces and creating a back-end set of tools that you can make the changes on fly. As you know, in a live world, there's no room for error. If there are any problems, the problems automatically reflect. In the on-demand world, you can edit and post-produce the video files until you're happy with the end result. Well, in live world, there's no room for error. So having the proper tools in place to be able to control that content and create that experience is very important.
Yeah, and one last thing. Have you guys been playing around with the Silverlight 2 yet?
Absolutely. We've been in an early tap program, and we're certainly very, very excited about it. We have already written all our different players, like a Phoenix Suns player. We have running, obviously, the Cablevision player. We have Association of Surfing Professionals and Grammys. We have also done a Grammys as well, very cool project we have done for a Grammy Association. And we've already rewritten these players in 2.0, and it's just amazing to see the improvements that have been done in 2.0 with the 2.0 technology. And we're certainly excited that this is only a beta 1. I mean, coming to a beta 2 and some other sets of features, it will definitely be a product that's going to give a run to Flash and some other competing technology.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have some very exciting customers like AT&T Blue Room, like Caterpillar, like anywhere from entertainment to the enterprise that will be able to take these very exciting elements and bring them. And it's just a matter of can we keep up, and can the technology keep up, and can some other elements keep up? You know, I don't know how much you want to talk about some of those other elements, but you know, DRM is going to be very important to us, and we're, you know, the when you talk about challenges, our biggest challenge seems to be convincing people out there just how important live streaming is. You know, we've been doing this for over a decade, and the most important thing that people need to remember is that live is not dead. Live is as big as ever, doing a live event, And people need to understand just how important live events really are. And if we can't have an opportunity to do live DRM, a DRM that will work with a live event, then there's going to be a lot of events and a lot of customers that we're working with. They're going to look at everybody and say, try to see how it all fits.
Well, at the end of the day, Michael, it's all about what customers want. And I think one of the key reasons why we were so successful over the last 8 years is that we've really tuned into what customers have to say. You know, it's important to shut up sometimes and just really listen what customers want and how do they want. And we got our feet to the ground, and we want to make sure that our partners, such as yourself, understand both, really both. In today's world, it's both. We want to make sure that you guys understand, some of the challenges our customers have, and work on jointly with us to address those challenges and ultimately make our customers happy. That's what the end result should be.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.